We're trying to explain the concept of Baal Kol HaKochos Kul, how Hashem is in charge of all the kochos in the Bria. And the way he explained it was unbelievable. Yeah, come in. The way I'm going to share. The way he explained it was unbelievable was that he showed how everything in the world comes from Lamala and is Mishtalshel to take on a Tzura and more physical until the bottom. But everything really has a shirish above it, above. And the shirish of everything is from Hashem himself. And and that's why he's the Baal Kochos Kulo. Okay? And that was everything comes from, we said, the four Yesodos, Eish, Mayim, Ruach, Afar, and then each one of those has its shirish in one of the Malachim, which has its shirish in one of the pictures on the Kisa Kavod, which in turn all have their Shoresh from a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And at the end, he says here, just the luscious, beautiful, at the end of chapter 10, he says that, you know, that's what it means that Hashem is the neshama of the whole Bria. Hashem is the neshama of the entire world. What does that mean? It means just like your neshama is the spiritual part, fills the guf, makes the guf active, and each world is the neshama for the world underneath it, and that's what gives it its spiritual force, and then it takes on a more physical tzura, one it's more physicalized in the world beneath it. But what's giving it the tzura, what's giving it the you know, its spiritual angle is the world above it. So ultimately, Hashem is the neshama of the entire Bria. Hashem is the koach which gives that first koach into the entire Bria. So that's what it means. Hu Yisbarach Shemo Hu Ha'elokim Baal HaKochos Kulon. That's when Hashem is the Baal of everything. And technically, he's saying, Lahalacha, this is what the Torah means when he says that when you say the word Elokeinu or Elokim, you're supposed to be thinking Baal HaKochos Kulon. According to Nefesh Chaim, you should be thinking all of this. Baal HaKochos Kulon. Every time you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem is everything. Elokeinu. He expressed his Yudke Vavke in the world through all the kochos, but he's the Baal of all the kochos. And then in chapter Yud Aleph, chapter 11, he expresses it a little further. How did Hashem take of himself, so to speak, and make an neshama to the world underneath him, to the first world? It's through what we call as Dibor, right? He expressed a ruach. He blew in a ruach into the world. It's the Dibor. But that's just an expression. Obviously, there was no mouth, there's no words, there's no air, there's no ruach, there's no words. So, but it's an expression of saying it's something which is coming out of the person, right? So the Dibor of Hashem is what gave that power to start the world. And that's why we say that the world was created with 10 statements. Bereshis, Vayomer, 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 Vayomer. It says 10 ma'amaros, the world was created. And it was 10 times Hashem gave a koach into the Bria to be mislabish, and to start expressing itself into the world. V'chol dibur u'mamar shal kodesh baruch hu, hu hanefesh. Every word that Hashem said, every vayomer, every time Hashem gave a mimer to create something, hu hanefesh v'chius. And it's the constant lifeblood of oysa davar shenivra boy. So this is now, we connected Shar Aleph to Shar Gimel, now we're connecting Shar Dalet to Shar Gimel. Shar Dalet was about the Torah keeps the world going, right? The Torah is the words of Hashem. Hashem used the Torah to be the nefesh of the world. Now he's adding another chiddush, okay? That, and the way he says it, b'chol ribei revavos haminim shebo, the millions and millions of species in the world, im hamazolos and all the galaxies, the hamalochim and all the spiritual beings, sharsham, their sharish, the sharish sharsham, and then the sharish of that sharish, Lamala Lamala Mikol Shabakhoilam until above all the world, Ume Oznal and further Oilam forever. Devara is Barach Nitzav Bohem. What's keeping them going is ultimately at its peak, at its sherish, is all the word of Hashem. Right? The word of Hashem Vayomer, that gave it its koach, but it didn't give it once. It's giving the koach constantly for that hashpah to come down and starting to be mislabish. If Hashem would pull that out, poof, the whole world would disintegrate, right? Because that it's not just he used the Dibor. The Dibor is what's constantly at the shirish, at the core of the world, right? So if you would pluck that out from the foundation, the whole world would collapse. And since the Dibur of Hashem is Torah, then this leads him to his other theory, that the famous theory that Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, if no Torah would be learned, if there would be a moment in the history of the world and no one would be learning Torah, the world would cease to exist. Because Torah is the words of Hashem. The words of Hashem are Torah. That's what Torah is the words of Hashem. When we learn Torah, we are giving koach to the words of Hashem to give that koach into the Bria. If the second we would stop, there's no Dibur of Hashem, so there's no Bereshis Bara, there's no Vayomer. The Vayomer that Hashem said is not a one-time statement. It's constant chiyus to the whole world in its shoresh. And therefore, since hu v'diburo echad, Hashem, the Zohar says, Hashem and his words are one. Hashem expressed himself, so to speak, through his words. Torah is one with Hashem. Torah is the words of Hashem. And since the words of Hashem are what began that his hislabshus, began that process of dressing itself up into a more concrete physical way, and it's shoresh, it's the dibur of Hashem, that's the neshama of the whole Bria, that's the neshama of the entire world. And the neshama of the entire world is the words of Hashem, which is Torah. And the way we activate that power is by us learning the Torah. So this, you see how the Sefer comes full circle now, right? Now we've put together all the concepts of the Sefer, kind of full circle, how the world is one thing above the other, and the world that's at its core is the Dibur of Hashem. That's what keeps the world going. But ultimately, what empowers that is our learning of Torah gives the koach to those words to keep that world going. So he says, Lachain, and that's why, B'chol ha'eser ma'amarais, during the voracious process, L'niska rak, which name did Hashem use to create the world? Elohim, right? Well, obviously, because he's coming to give power to all the koach, everything that's going to be created is from the kav. Is how Hashem is expressing himself in the world. That's Elohim. That's not Hashem himself in the Yud Kevavke. That's how he's going to be expressed himself into the world. That's Elohim. We pointed out yesterday from Ellie's question that's why it needs to have a Midas Adin, because the Midas Adin is how you express yourself to other people, right? When there's two parties. She'oso a mimer hu bala kocho, she'oso ha dibor. That mimer is the koch of the dibor. V'chol haminim shebo shenivru ubo, shehu nafsham, and therefore, at its core, each dibur of Hashem is the neshama for that chelik of the bria. Now he says an amazing thing. But there were certain times in history and in the future that Klal Yisrael was able to see past everything. One time was at Matan Torah. You know the Chazal, right? That Hashem, we spoke about it Thursday night, that Hashem opened the sky before he gave the Torah, and they saw all the seven skies, and they saw the Kisya cover. And that's why we say the Pasuk, when you take out the Torah, Ata Horesa Ladas, you showed us Ki Hashem, Yud Kivavke, Hu HaElokim, he is really all the power, Ain Od, there's nothing else. They saw with their eyes how everything was invisible, and all there is Hashem. They saw, imagine you have like a pearl necklace, and the way the pearl necklace is, it's not a necklace that goes around. It's a necklace, and then it's like a chain. And at the bottom is a very thick circle, and then it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. If you take out the little string, bam, everything falls, right? So you can't see the string. They're all covered with the, they're all covered. But at the very top, there's one line after it's knotted, right? There's a little bit. I can see that. What's really holding this all together is the string. That's the kav of the aura of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And once in a while, you'll be able to see that, oh, there's the string. You can forget what's really important is not the bottom, you may think what's really holding everything together is the bottom ring, because that's fatter and that's holding all the upper rings. The truth is, no, of course that's not holding it. What's holding all of it is the string in the middle. So the kav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding it all together. At Matan Torah, Hashem opened it all up and showed them that. We can't ever see that. We live in the world of Elohim, but there was a moment in time that they lived in the world of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, the real Hashem, the Hashem that never expresses himself in this world. He's in the Shemayim. Who Elohim? Oh, that's what's giving the power to the whole Bria. And they saw that before Torah. They saw that before Matan Torah. Why was it important for them to learn this lesson before Matan Torah? Because if you don't learn this before Matan Torah, then you're not understanding the power of what Torah is. you're missing the point. Hashem says, I'm giving you the ability to empower me to do all of this. Okay? Now, he says an incredible, and he says, La'asid lavo, when Mashiach comes, it says, V'ra'u kol basar yachtav. It's a famous pasuk. V'ra'u kol basar yachtav, ki pi Hashem diber. Though everyone will see that it was the mouth of Hashem. In other words, we will realize now that it wasn't Elohim, really. The world was not created by Elohim. The world was created by Yudke Vavke. The really will notice now, the whole time it was Pi Hashem Diber. It was Hashem created the world. We'll see the Yudke Vavke part of it. We'll see the true MS, that everything, and there's no covers. There's no nothing, you know, no hislabshas. Everything is not covered anymore. You'll see the Yudke Vavke. Hainu, she is Dake Hashka Chaseinu. We will see the Hasaga. We will be able to understand the lyrics and to see gam ba'ayin basar with a physical eye, inyan hispashtus dibura yisbarach b'cholah. We'll actually see the words of Hashem as those. That's what we'll see when we see the bria. Okay, so he explains this, and that's what it was in Matan Torah. And he says over here, he says, you know, Chazal say that at Matan Torah, Klai Yisrael was able to see that which is heard, and hear that which is seen. So what in the world does that mean? So more or less what he says is like this. He says, normally, that which you see is much more physical. That which you hear, you're not able to see. You have to hear it described because you're not able to see it. So normally, what do we see? We see physicality. We see physicality. What do you hear? Oh, you came to Nefesh HaChaim Shir. So you heard that really the physical world is not physical world. It's all Hashem. But did you ever see that? You never saw that with your eyes. So what the scene, that which you see is the physical world. That which you hear is that Hashem is really behind the whole world. At Har Sinai, it's the opposite. They saw that which is normally heard. They saw that Hashem is everything. They saw with their eyes that really the whole power of the Bria, everything's covered over, is really Hashem at its core. What did they hear? They heard that which is normally seen. Meaning, they couldn't even understand what you normally see as a physical world. At that time, you would have to convince them, by the way, that tree is physical. No, it's not. It's spirituality. That tree is Hashem. What are you talking about? I see Yudke Vavke. Right? At that second, you would try to convince them that it's physical. That was only heard to them. They didn't see physicality at all. They only saw spirituality. So two people could look at the same thing, right? One person sees, right? A person sees a check, right? So one person says this piece of paper, one person says that check, it's worth $1,000, right? It just depends on, so he says that Klai Yisrael at the time, what they saw, when they saw the tree, when they saw the mountain, they saw pure spirituality, which is normally heard. They would have to be told that which normally we see in the tree. But no, it's really physical. So that's what Chazal means. Unbelievable, incredible pshat in that Chazal, that they saw that which is normally heard, and they heard that which is normally seen. So they reached that type of high level in Har Sinai. Okay? So there's still a little bit more to explain. And the next parak, we have to finish chapter 11. When we get to chapter 12, now we're reaching the pinnacle of the whole Sefer. Chapter 12, so we're one shiur away or so. And that's mamash the pinnacle of the whole Sefer, where he gives away a secret where you can, and it's a practical thing. And the Sefer has been very, you know, conceptual, but he gives away a secret, a tool that you can use practice. So I hope to get to that maybe this week. We'll see. It's a shame. All right. Skoyach, skoyach. Okay.